conditional use number 1778, the application of Timothy Elder to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for antiques, gifts, and produce and barbecue sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less, lying on the westerly side of Double Bridges Road, being Road 363, 700 feet south of Muddy Neck Road, being Road 361. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on April 30th of 09, made her decision on May 20th of 09. Council held her public hearing on May 19th of 09. So again, the commission recommendation came after the council public hearing. On May 20th of 09, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated that he would move the commission recommended denial of conditional use 1778 for Timothy Elder based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has not demonstrated a need for the conditional use, particularly in this area. Two, the proposed uses are not consistent with the surrounding residential uses and the wildlife refuge that is in close proximity. Three, it is unclear from the application and the applicant's testimony to the commission what the actual intended uses of the property would be. This lack of clarity makes it difficult to determine what the applicant will actually do with the property or to establish meaningful conditions to protect the neighboring and adjacent community. Four, the range of potential uses proposed by the applicant is not consistent with the property's location on Double Bridges Road, which is also an alternative evacuation route. Five, Mr. Burton is not satisfied from the applicant's presentation that the proposed conditional use will benefit the health, safety, convenience, and welfare of the Sussex County residents. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Gordy, and carried 4 votes to none, with Mr. Smith not voting to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0-1. On page 9 of my report, during the council public hearing on May 19th of 09, you deferred action pending a recommendation from the commission. Since the commission recommendation is for denial of this application, and since it is your policy to make motions on zoning issues in the positive, I offer the following possible suggested findings of fact and possible suggested conditions of approval for your consideration. One, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the uses for the sale of produce, firewood, and barbecue sales promotes local agriculture and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Three, the project should reduce the amount of traffic having to travel to and from Route 26 for shopping. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the uses shall be limited to the sale of produce, firewood, and barbecued foods. B, business hours shall be from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days per week from May 15th through October 15th annually. C, there shall be no nighttime business activities. D, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT recommendations, including entrance permits. E, one unlighted on-premise sign shall be permitted on the site not to exceed 32 square feet per side or facing. F, the site plan shall be required to depict all existing improvements on the site, all proposed improvements to the site, all parking, both customer and employees, and landscaping to provide screening to neighboring properties. G, the site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. And that's all I have. And again, these were suggested conditions and sort of my cursory review of all those conditions, all those requests he included in his list of improvements.
Mr. Cole, you have a question for Mr. Lang?
Just, Mike, if I recall, he's got two residences on this parcel, and both of them are going to be rented. And then he's got a garage. Huh?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's got there's the old Robinson, and then he's got the trailer on the corner.
Okay.
Trailer's on the other side of the ditch, but
okay.
Right, but it's all part of that. I think it's on
the
same.
It's on a separate piece.
Okay. Okay. Well, the one house. Okay, we'll go back just to the one house. That's going to be rented to a family, And he has a garage. I think when he described his activity in the garage that's on there is he uses it for storage for his business down on the boardwalk.
Right.
And so the question was, where was he going to do all these other activities? And when you say barbecue foods, that's not, he's not selling stuff that's already been prepared. He's going to be cooking the stuff?
No, he's going to be cooking. That was his main purpose, was the barbecue, chicken, or whatever, and
right.
The produce sales. And they were the three, and the firewood, those were similarities as far as...
Well, what I'm trying to find out is where he intended to do it, and I think what he showed was just like a little, one of these little tent-type things he's going to set up.
Right. Tent.
So it seemed to me like he was just throwing a lot out there, hoping something would stick. And it's also in a bad curve, and there was also quite a bit of opposition to it. So I don't...
But if you remember, he gave you a long list of the things he would like to do.
Oh, you've cut it back. I'll guarantee you've cut it back to quite a few. But
I cut it back to similarities.
The guy across the street was very concerned about barbecue. If you've ever been to near some of these other places where the food, smell of food just kind of waffles through the neighborhood, and we've just approved right around that bend, which is a dangerous bend, we have approved, I forget how many townhouses for residential development that are coming in, and then you got the community right behind it. So I think, if anything, if you're going to look at maybe produce and firewood, you know, I don't know where he's going to cook the food. It's going to be out there in the middle of just open. No canopies, none of this other stuff, because he doesn't have any.
He hadn't submitted a real site plan.
There's no room. There's no room. So,
if you read the second paragraph on page 8, no, I'll just read it.
What I'm going to do is try to, if there's any consensus here to support this application, that we ought to strike the barbecue foods. So if we get... If you're going to get something on that parcel along with everything else, I would think that the barbecue food should go.
Well, see, originally when he submitted, his list included ice cream, shaved ice, barbecue, sodas, hot dogs, hamburgers,
everything.
Produce plants, antiques,
I know.
Beach supplies, lawn furniture,
under
souvenirs, t-shirts,
all under one little tent. Under one little tent.
Firewood, yeah.
Now it's
a small parcel.
It seemed like an excessive... And this also sets a precedent for other applications. I think we've got other concerns on that road, if I'm not mistaken, with whatever. But anyway, if anybody wants to, I would like to strike at least barbecue foods if there is a consensus, like I said, to move forward with this application.
Well, we won't be able to tell exactly the consensus until we take a vote.
We have these conditions. Can we vote on the conditions?
Yep.
We could do that. I'll make a motion that we strike barbecue foods from the conditions.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to strike barbecue food from the conditions. Any further discussion?
So that, Mr. Phillips, that would mean that condition A would state that the uses shall be limited to the sale of produce and firewood.
Correct. If not, we'll take the vote on changing that particular condition to strike barbecue. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
And Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Anything else, Mr. Cole?
Nope. That was just,
Anyone else have comments or concerns, questions?
He grows his own chickens. He can have his own, he can have barbecue there, couldn't he?
Sam,
would that come under agriculture?
Yeah, on that, if he has enough room on a little piece of land for a chicken hut.
Let's read the title, Mr. Robinson.
Squeeze him in.
Nobody ever tried that one. It's true, though. You could.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for antiques, gifts, and produce and barbecue sales. That's how it was advertised. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 at Sussex County containing 1.0 acres of land, more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance.
With the amended conditions. Even though the title says one thing, the conditions say something else, correct?
And I would just add to that, Mr. Cole and Mr. Phillips, I guess, too, that and counsel, that in terms of the findings, that just... they will reflect that the uses for the sale of produce and firewood promotes local agriculture and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. So that's consistent.
How about if you get some smokeless barbecue, George? Would that be okay?
I don't know. We just struck it. It's a little late, Sam.
Okay. Call the vote. Ms. Deaver.
No. It's inappropriate for this residential area. It's not a safe place as far as traffic coming and going. Bad idea.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, and there are reasons for, I vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no. I still believe it's in a poor location. It sets a precedent for other activities in that residential area of what's that road? Double Bridges. Double Bridges Road. There's when you go out on Double Bridges Road, there's nothing on Double Bridges Road that would be a similar use.
I will vote yes with the change in the condition. I think it did take care of a lot of the concerns, but the motion fails for the lack of a majority vote.
Next item is our application is change of zone number 1632, the application of Pelican Landing, Route 24 LLC, an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying northwest of Route 24, 800 feet east of Road 279, also known as Camp Arrowhead Road, and to be located on 14.549 acres. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 26th of 2009. Made a recommendation on March 12th of 2009. Council held a public hearing on March 24th of 2009. Before you have my report, on March 12th of 2009, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1632 for Pelican Landing Route 24 LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for the change of zone to B1 neighborhood business given its location on Route 24 in the vicinity of other business and commercial uses. Two, the permitted B1 uses are appropriate and will benefit the nearby residents of the low density and rural neighborhood since there is not a nearby town center and the project will eliminate the need for residents to travel to Route 1 or the Long Neck area for necessary retail shopping and personal service uses. Three, the change in zone will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or the community. Four, DLDOT has reviewed the traffic impact study for the project and will require the applicant to participate in the funding of roadway improvements in the vicinity of this property. Five, the project will be served by Central Water and will be served by County Sewer once that service becomes available to this parcel. And six, the final site plan for any proposed use of the property will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0. That's all I have.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Lank from Council.
Well, Mr. Lank, what is in on the same roadway near this property? Is it more B1 stuff in there, or is it C? Or
if you on westerly side of the property, there is a conditional use, and I believe it's three or maybe four units in an office building, and the property next to that, and that's conditional. The property next to that is zone B1. Has been zone B1 since the 70s, and it includes the Pedro Village Shopping Center to the west of the entrance to Fox Hollow Subdivision, and to the east and next to the conditional use property at the entrance of Fox Hollow entrance is Payless Furniture and a yoga facility and another unit maybe. Across Route 24 at the corner of the traffic light of Arrowhead Road is a Valero service convenience store and gas, and a couple of mobile home parks across Route 24, and further to the east at Love Creek is Marine District, Industrial District, where there is a marina facility and also a large number of commercial greenhouses.
So B1 kind of makes sense with other B1s in the area.
It's in close proximity to other B1 districts.
Not
right?
Next to it though, is it?
Not immediately. No, it's one parcel away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right. And it's got homes next to it, does it not?
There are homes to the east and homes to the rear.
Right.
Any other comments?
On page 11, third paragraph, I guess I'm a little confused. It talks about a site plan. What site plan? I mean,
conceptual.
Third paragraph.
Mike, they showed.
How about plus comments? The last thing says that the state urges the county to review the differences in the site plan to determine if there are ways that the site plan could be changed to lessen the impacts on surrounding environmental features.
Right, and that would relate. That's the plus comments. Okay. The Preliminary Land Use Service, which is state agencies get together and make comments on applications. The plus is called Preliminary Land Use Service, and it's the comments come from the Office of State Planning Coordination. And the question you would raise there in this project, there was a lot of site plans shown.
Yeah.
Made reference to buffers from wetlands, et cetera. If this were to be approved, the commission doesn't forget that those site plans were submitted, even though they can't use that as a reference to the rezoning.
Right.
They're looking at whether the land use is suitable for that site, so it's a rezoning. The rezoning is appropriate. But they don't forget that that was part of the presentation made by the applicant. So there would be could be lengthy discussion to make sure they do what they basically said in the public hearing.
Okay. To make sure there is the at least 50-foot wide buffer. And
that was stated by the applicant in the presentation, right?
Now, Lawrence, if a couple years go by and they sell the property to somebody else and it's zone B1, they can easily come back in with another conceptual plan.
Oh, sure.
And that's in compliance with our ordinance.
It did come out. It would basically be a preliminary plan for
development. It's all over, right? So it's not really, the key word is conceptual on this whole thing. And even
it's only a concept, right?
And if they show an alternative, Mike, that meets our ordinance, but it may not be environmentally sensitive and everything else, we don't have anything that requires them to be environmentally sensitive.
And typically,
they can clear cut the whole parcel. We don't have any ordinance to prevent it. They can park cars right up next to the residential areas. We don't have anything to prevent it. If they're in compliance, even though the commission may remember, they necessarily may not stop them because they're in compliance with their ordinance.
Possible,
right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's possible.
Yeah, I mean that's the key here. It is a conceptual plan.
But as I said, they basically negotiate to get what they heard in public hearing. Mm-hmm. What they did, and they typically, if it's the applicant that they gave their testimony, does what he said he was going to do. Now, when you go to public hearing, you're getting a concept plan just to try to show you what they might want to do there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
We always announce at the council level most of the time and the commission level that mm-hmm. this is only a concept. They're not bound by it.
Right.
Because it is a rezoning, yeah. And that's what we're looking at, whether it's suitable for that type of use.
If the area is suitable, right, if it's the location.
Seems to me we had a lot of people at our hearing. I don't know about commission.
We both did.
Both did? Okay.
The commission had... You had more, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's an older residential area that goes.
We had nine speakers at the commission level, and additional letters and petitions.
Okay, what would be?
Council, I believe, had more.
What would generate more traffic, a development there or B1?
That would have to be determined. You would assume the activity during daytime hours would mm-hmm. be the commercial development over a subdivision, mm-hmm. but Delta would have to make that determination.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments from Mr. Lyon? Mr. Roberts, read the title.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 14.549 acres of land, more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to adopt the ordinance. As read by Mr. Robertson. Any comments? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No, I can't vote for this. It would back right up to the homes on Sunset Lane, and that would create B1 zoning. You don't know what you're going to have. You're going to have congestion, noise, lights, trash cans, so on and so forth. It's just inappropriate for the area. Based on the record that we had at our hearing, it's inappropriate, and there is plenty of retail in the area. It's not needed by the people who live there, and they have made that very clear at our hearing.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on a recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote the same way.
Mr. Cole.
I'm going to just, because of my familiarity with Route 24, which is a, tends to be a nightmare, the whole stretch, until I see the state of Delaware, you know, doing some more improvements and just basically the whole corridor gets some attention from the state of Delaware. I believe this application right now is speculative. We've approved so much commercial up and down Route 24 at this time, and there's shopping centers that, with many vacant vacant locations and sites in there, on their premises and stuff. So I just think it's speculative, and I didn't see a need established by the applicant that there was a need for more commercial development at this time. And so I'll vote no because of the issues of traffic and it being a speculative application.
Due to the proximity of other B1 zoning in the area, due to the record and recommendation by planning and zoning, and the appropriateness of the application, in my opinion, I vote yes. Motion carried. 3-2.
Next item is change of zone number 1633, the application of Hertrick Properties 5 Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest corner of U.S. Route 13 and Road 485, also known as O'Neill's Road, to be located on 2.708 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 26th of 2009, rendered their decision on March 26th of 2009. County Council public hearing was on March 24th of 2009. The Commission Commission was advised on March 26th that they had deferred action pending receipt of a response from PLUS, and that Constance Holland, Director of Office of State Planning, had responded that in reviewing the recently adopted Sussex County Certified Plan, it appears that this area is marked as commercial on the future land use map. And that, with that in mind, and noting that other similar commercial in the area, the state has no objection to the rezoning of this parcel. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1633 for Hertrick Property 5 Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the change zone will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the property is at an intersection of U.S. Route 13 and O'Neill's Road that contains other C1 zone properties. These include a large automotive dealership owned by the applicant, offices, a tractor sales and rental facility, a radio station, and other uses. This change of zone would make this corner of the U.S. Route 13 consistent with the uses and zoning on the other three corners of the intersection. Three, the applicant has stated that it will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Four, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, a proposed zoning to CR1 along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 zone. Or district, excuse me. There was a motion second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
Mr. Lang, did you say it's marked commercial on the state land use map? What did you say?
That's what I read from Mrs. Holland's comments. That whole intersection is pretty much
is
been commercial since. Zone-wise, the parcel that exists where the radio station is to the mm-hmm. northeast corner, mm-hmm. probably since the adoption of the map or else early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
The Hertrick property where the Ford dealership is and the Pontiac dealership is probably late 70s or 80s, probably 80s, most likely 80s. And then the offices where there's a Nationwide Insurance, a auto body repair facility, on the northwest corner has been zoned probably since the 80s also or earlier. And in this corner was the triangle left It's got three or four commercial billboards on it and a residence, and that's it. And it backs up to a mobile home park.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Lang? Mr. Robinson, read the title, please.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County. From an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.708 acres of land, more or less.
Can I get the motion, please?
I make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the application. Is there any further discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes, based on the record, and seems appropriate.
Mr. Benson?
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote the same way.
Mr. Cole?
It's an appropriate use change. I'll vote yes.
And I vote yes as well for all the same reasons. Motion carried.
Last one is change of zoning number 1641, the application of Thomas E. Frank to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of Muddy Neck Road, also known as Road 361, and northwest of Parker House Road, also known as Road 362, to be located on 3.93 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on April 30th of 2009, rendered their decision on May 20th of 2009. County Council held public hearing on May 19th of 2009. Again, the commission or council deferred action pending receipt of commission recommendation. On page 21 of my report, on May 20th, the commission, or 09, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone 1641 for Thomas E. Frank seeking a change of zone from AR1 to B1 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the orderly growth of the county does not justify creating the requested B1 zone property, and the permitted use is available under that zoning classification in the residential area where the property is located. Two, the applicant has not expressed a clear need for the change of zone in this location, and there are other nearby areas along Route 26 where commercial or business zoning exists or would be more appropriate. Three, Mr. Burton does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding area, which is entirely residential. Four, approval of this application could lead to increased traffic and trucking activities on the property and in the vicinity of it. Five, while the applicant has proposed several conditions limiting the use of the property, Sussex County has no way of enforcing such conditions as part of a rezoning. The need for such proposed conditions also suggests that a rezoning to B1 is not an appropriate use for this site. There was a motion second and carried 4-0, with Mr. Smith not voting, to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0-1. Again, since the commission made a recommendation of denial, the council held public hearing on this application on May 19th and deferred action pending recommendation of the commission. Since the commission recommendation is for denial of the application, and since it is the policy of the council to make motions on zoning issues in the positive, I provide the following proposed findings of fact offered by the applicant in his exhibit booklet. One, the project is located in a state strategies for spending level 2. Two, the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objection to the proposed zoning change. Three, the project is within a Sussex County 2007 comprehensive plan update developing area and is planned as a growth area. Some of the goals of the comprehensive plan update and the state's Livable Delaware initiative with respect to growth and developing areas are: a wide variety of business uses should be allowed. The stated purpose of this neighborhood business, being B1 district, is to provide primarily for retail shopping and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or in individual parcels to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural low density or medium density residential neighborhoods. B, proximity to an incorporated municipality or a municipal annexation area. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, potential municipal annexation areas and areas of concern map, this property is located in a short-term annexation area for the town of Ocean View. C, presence of existing public sewer and public water service nearby. The county sanitary sewer and Tidewater Utilities water supply is available to this property. D, plans for the county to provide public sewage service within 5 years. This site is served by an existing sanitary sewer service. According to Sussex County Utility Planning Division, the site is allocated 15.72 EDUs, equivalent dwelling units. E, location on or near a major road. Muddy Neck Road and Parker House Road is classified as major collector roads according to the Sussex County Functional Classification Map provided by the Delaware Department of Transportation and approved by the Federal Highway Administration. F, character and intensity of surrounding development, including proposed development. The subject property is surrounded by C1 General Commercial, GR General Residential, MR Medium Density Residential, HR1 High Density Residential, and RPC Residential Planned Community. G, the area's environmental character. This property is located within the environmentally sensitive developing areas outlined by the Sussex County 2007 Comprehensive Plan Update, and as such, some of the guidelines that were applied for these areas allows for light commercial, and in parentheses, proposing retail and office uses, that is appropriate to provide for convenient services and allow people to work and shop close to home. The applicant has also provided an environmental assessment report analyzing the development's potential environmental impacts, including effects on stormwater runoff, nitrogen and phosphorus loading, wetlands, wastewater, and water systems. H, how the area ranks according to the Delaware Strategies for State Policies and Spending document, which references levels 1 through level 4. This site is level 2. According to the Office of State Planning Coordination, level 2 areas can be designated as areas characterized by a variety of housing types, commercial and office uses serving primarily local residents. I, the applicant has stated that it will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. All site road improvements will be required as part of the entrance plan approval. J, the project will not have an adverse effect on neighboring properties or community. K, highly complementary support and services related to nearby residential and business uses should be expected. L, the location of a neighborhood business providing personal service uses on this parcel should have the effect of limiting trips on Delaware Route 26 by residents in the area who may otherwise have to travel further on for their shopping and housing needs. M, the project will be served by Central Water by Tidewater Utilities Incorporated and Central Sewer from Sussex County. And the property is in relative proximity to the town of Ocean View and will provide employment opportunities for the residents of the county and the town. O, the development of the property will generate revenues for Sussex County from the sewer impact and user fees, building permits, inspection fees, and real estate taxes. P, B1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or in individual parcels to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low density, or medium density residential neighborhoods. That's all I have.
Mr. Like, where did all those statements come from? It sounds like you're trying to, what is it you're trying to tell us here? You're giving us all these reasons why we do think we should vote for it? What are you saying here?
Did you listen to me when I read the first paragraph of what I just
said?
You stated?
Said that it's a policy of the county council to vote in the affirmative.
It is. It not to vote
so that
in
everything
the, not
vote,
to vote
voted
in the
yes,
affirmative.
So why have a hearing?
The council has requested for years that all motions for zoning issues be in the positive. Thereby you vote your vote for or against. And what I just read as far as findings wasn't prepared by me. It was prepared by the applicant.
Oh, the applicant prepared that.
This is
yes, I read it. That's why I introduced it.
Yeah.
And so you're reading them as all the reasons why we should approve it here at the time when we come to a vote.
I was reading it, they were prepared by the applicant rather than being prepared by me, because I've never felt I should be the one preparing motions in the positive.
I just don't understand why.
Recommendation of the council or the commission in their testimony.
I don't understand why it's read at all.
Ms. Deaver, it has been the policy of council to offer to the applicant the ability to submit findings and conditions. It doesn't obligate you to support that in the least, but it has been the policy in the past to offer that to the applicant when planning and zoning has denied and has not offered the findings and conditions that would be necessary if the council were to approve the application. That's all that has occurred. I don't think you should get too excited about it.
It's reasons that if we voted for it, that would back us up, is what you're saying?
These are offered. You can modify them, you can delete them, you can add to them, but this is simply one option. Mr. Robertson.
Seems unbalanced to me. I mean, it's all the one-sided.
Mr. Robinson.
I read it both ways. I read the commission's recommendation of denial, and I read the applicant's suggested reasons for approval.
Since Joan had her mind already made up, the only thing she heard was the positive.
Just a minute. Mr. Robinson, please.
Ms. Deaver, it's more of a procedural issue having to do with the rules for council and the procedure that council follows. Because it's an ordinance, and I realize that it takes some time to, you know, see how it works, because it does seem like it could be a little bit backwards. But since you have an ordinance, it has to pass by three affirmative votes. Mm-hmm. So the motion will always be in the affirmative to approve it.
I understand that. You have to move to approve it,
right,
and you vote on it. Yeah.
Right. And so the motion, so that there's something to back that up, is based upon proposed findings. Now, if the motion doesn't get the three votes, obviously, then it dies. But council can't really, the way the rules are designed, make a motion to deny. And that's the problem. That's not a problem. That's just the way that the rules are.
I still don't understand why all these positive ideas are thrown out at this time. It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
They were already in the record. They were submitted to you at the public
hearing. Read to us now.
They were read to you again just for reasons to show both the negative of the commission recommendation, and to show a positive had to come from what the applicant prepared.
No, the commission represents the people.
Well, let go on record.
I don't like reading them either.
Mr. Lang, let it go on record. I approve what you read.
I think that's all I did was read.
Well, here's what I'm going to say is, I think if we're going to be a fair judge, how can we judge by hearing both sides here? If it's a one-sided deal, if we're going to automatically vote no, I don't want to hear nothing. But you need to present both sides. I think you did that very expediently today.
This is nothing personal to Mr. Lake. I'm asking about the process.
Okay. At a future date, if you'd like to make a motion to change the process, I will entertain that motion. But as for today, we need to vote on this application. If there's no further discussion, I'll ask Mr. Robertson to read the title.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.02 acres of land, more or less.
And do I have a motion to that effect?
You have one.
I have a motion by Mr. Wilson. Is there a second so that we can take the vote?
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to approve the application as read by Mr. Lank in its entirety. Is there any further discussion? Then we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No, I can't vote for this, and I would like to confirm the commission's work on this and their conclusion.
Mr. Benson?
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
Well, since it's in a growth area, I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Not voting.
Mr. Cole is not voting.
I didn't participate in the public hearing.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, absent three affirmative votes, this motion would fail?
That's correct.
Okay. This application is in a growth zone. The conditions and findings as read by Mr. Lank are appropriate. I vote yes. Motion is denied. Thank you, Mr. Lank.
Thank you.
Mr. Robinson?
Motion is denied.
I think the...
Wait a minute. What?
Did not pass due to lack of...
Dies.
It was 2-2.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. Okay.
All right, so...
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
So it's not approved.
It's not approved.
Not approved. That's what those people wanted to know.
Be done.
Grant requests, Susan, Ms.
Okay.
Susan Webb.
First one tonight, Sussex Child Health Promotion Coalition.
I would